Episode 2057, Wrestling with Doubt.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. You made it another week down. Take a deep breath. Oh, it feels good to be alive. Yes, it does. And I know sometimes things can get really crazy. As parents, we struggle. We struggle to raise our kids well, especially when we're wrestling with doubt. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, before we jump in, I just want all of you to know, and I want to ask for those who are not involved to join with me in prayer for those impacted by Hurricane Laura. It has been an incredible hurricane coming in, leaving people devastated, homes lost, businesses destroyed, communities wiped out. So with our prayer, we know that God can be with them in the rebuilding, and it takes one step. So join with me in lifting those up. Now, you know, when we question what we're doing in life, when those questions set in and confidence is lacking, uncertainty rises. It's the perfect combination. It's the perfect storm combination for a tough battle, wrestling with doubt. Have you ever wrestled with doubt personally? Not just as a parent, just you yourself. Maybe you wanted to do something when you were going to college and you questioned every single step. You're like, I just don't know. And you kind of felt stuck at times. You know, our children catch that same thing. They wrestle with doubt. And for them, the fight is even bigger because they don't have experiences to fall back on. See, you have come through battles and you know the ones you've won and the ones you've lost. And there are times that you're like, oh yeah, I got this. And you win them and it builds your confidence. But then you run into some deeper waters and it's not that clear as to whether or not you can pull yourself out of it. And that doubt begins to set in. Wrestling with doubt is a struggle. I've watched my children battle with doubt. And the problem that they don't see is how much they don't believe the belief in themselves. It's the lack of confidence, the lack of certainty. And when you are drowning in the quicksand of uncertainty, what happens? Yeah, everything's gone. You're like, there's no way I'm going to get myself out of that, which, as you know, is so unfair to anyone, especially your child. You don't want your child to say, Mom, I don't think I can do this. I just don't know. And with school coming back around the corner, you're jumping full force in, whether you're schooling at home, whether you're schooling in a hybrid model, or whether you're actually on campus. It's tough. And as your kids get older, that doubt is gonna get bigger, which means that you also are gonna have doubt. You're gonna question your skills as a parent. And if you have nothing but a quicksand full of doubt, what do you think that does to your heart? It pulls on it and it begins to suffocate it. As a mom, it's hard to watch your child question his competence, to question her confidence. It gets messy and complicates the situation. And then you begin to question, how can I help my child? How can I help them ease out of the battle of doubt? Well, we've got to ease into this discussion about doubt or we never can move forward. And so I want to share a story with you about my granddog. Yes, I have a granddog. He's a golden retriever. His name is Bentley. We were at this beautiful downtown park where my daughter and son-in-law live, and they're taking maternity pictures, and it's gorgeous down there. And there's this like man-made stream. It's really not a river, but it kind of flows like a river, and it comes into this pond, and it's full of fish and ducks, and the birds are flying over, and the sun is shining bright. And then you've got even some turkeys that are sitting off to the side. Did you ever really look at a turkey? Yeah, they're not so cute close up, but it was just so beautiful. Lush green grasses, gazebo, and big, huge trees that just cover the area. Just absolutely splendid. Well, Bentley was so excited. He got to go walking in this play yard for him, right? Because he's a dog. And he sees it as a place, well, this is my stomping ground. It's nature. I love it. I'm in it. Well, it began raining, which made a little things more slickery in the process. We had walked a little, and at times we jogged, and you know, I had to keep him focused on something else because mom and dad, my daughter and son-in-law, they're taking maternity pictures. So they wanted him in the pictures also, but not every single one of them. And he gets so excited. He's like, it's my time to play with me. You know, it's all about him, you know. And he's only a puppy. He's just 2 years old. So his mind, you can see those wheels turning. And this area is just so expansive for him. It's like, wow, mom, thanks. And he's looking at me like, grandma, this is the best thing ever. And so he's really interested in the ducks. Now, his favorite things are squirrels. Squirrels, in fact, you can't even talk about the S word around him. There were a few, but there were not tons, but there were lots of ducks. And he was being very entertained by these ducks and watching them. Well, at one point, he saw this duck. We'd gone under the bridge, and he wanted to get a closer look. So he kind of slowly approached very calmly. It wasn't like he was in an attack mode or anything. He was just walking, and then he stops, and you can kind of tell his wheels are turning in his mind. He looks over like, oh, you look interesting. I think I want to play with you. And then all of a sudden he sits back. I'm like, oh, great. He's relaxed. The next thing you know, he lunges forward. It changes everything. Believe it or not, in a blink, in a flash, he was in the water. You know, doubt seems to do that to us. We just become drenched in ways we never expected. We fall in and we feel like we're drowning. But the only way to get past that doubt, to get past that drowning, is to be calm and move forward intentionally. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be calm and move forward intentionally. Now, I know that doubt is suffocating. I know that it can more than stop you in your tracks. But if you take a moment, whether it's with yourself, with your child, if you're calm and willing to move forward intentionally, it can change the landscape of what you're looking at. You don't have to drown anymore. So what does that look like? Number one, you've got to ask and find. Ask more questions. Find more answers. Doubt is not knowing. That's the big question mark. It's like, if I do this, what are the results going to be? Well, what are the results going to be? Have you researched enough to understand that if you take this step, this is the possibilities? What does it look like? The pros and cons. If you know something, then guess what? There aren't questions. So at least you can understand a little bit more as to what might happen. So that doubt begins to what? Fade away. It begins to dissipate. Ask and find. Number two, seek and know. Seek what you want to find. Know how to get there. After you ask and find, right, then you can begin to seek out what you want to find, and then you begin to understand and know how to get there. What is that next step? Not like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, and you become panicked. And when you're panicked, what happens? Yeah, question marks again. Fear sets in. Anxiety rises. You become anxious. That doesn't help you solve any problems. Your mind is going way too fast. You're spinning out of control. You're drowning. So be calm and move forward intentionally. Ask and find, seek and know. And number three, knock and aim. Knock on doors. Aim with determination. Now you know what aim means. Action ignites motivation. Doubt disappears when action is taken. And most of what we don't understand is because we have these question marks, these uncertainties, this doubt that we don't know, we're afraid to knock, which keeps us stuck. Therefore, we're not moving forward. So the only way you can get around that is saying, okay, I'm going to ask. And then I'm going to logically figure out what I need to do next. I'm going to find out that next step. I'm going to seek someone who has more knowledge. Your child can come to you and say, Mom, I don't understand. And you're like, I don't understand. You don't have to understand, but you can walk through this with them. You can help them understand the process to be calm and move forward intentionally. Ask and find, seek and know, knock and aim. You can do anything you set your mind to. Your child can do anything that she sets her mind to. It may not look like you want it to at first, but the end result will be the same and most of the time better. There may be a few detours along the way because sometimes what we seek from our ask and find isn't always giving us the result that we wanted. However, it might take us around a loop-de-loop and we get there eventually. But you know what? It's in the journey, not the destination. Doubt does not have to be something you wrestle with. Your child doesn't have to be stuck this year in school because he doesn't believe in himself. Why question when you can know? But it all comes down to what? Taking that first step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Those miles of greatness are for you as a parent. Those miles of greatness are for your child. Now back to the grand dog. Bentley was for sure doubting whether or not he was going to make it. He wasn't sure. You see, that lunge forward took him in the water. And he realized this wasn't Grandma's swimming pool. He couldn't see the bottom. He couldn't touch. He couldn't see his feet. The water was way too dark. This was not the fun that he thought he was going to have. This was no longer the playground that he thought he would enjoy. Now his eyes were so big and he was looking at me like, okay, Grandma, you got to do something and you got to do something fast because I don't like what I'm doing. Now he's an incredible swimmer. So there was no time for panic at this point. Bentley did doubt. He didn't know if he was going to make it to the end. He didn't like the water, and at the time, he didn't like that duck he went into. Can you believe it? He swam along with the duck. The duck's on the other side. They're about only 3.5 feet apart. Okay, maybe 4. It's not like he could just turn his head and grab him. He couldn't, but he would look at the duck like, I wanted you, but now I want Grandma more. This is crazy. Now, understand, he had Dad with him too, my son-in-law. Dad had the leash. I was walking right next to him, very low in a crouched position. However, he knew that no matter what happened, all he had to do was to look at us. We had his back. He just had to be willing to trust the process. He had to understand and listen to what we were saying and take the commands that he's done over and over and over again at the lake, up in Idaho, at Grandma's house. But you see, what happens is when doubt sets in, we question everything. It's because we don't know. Then that fear begins to creep in. The combination can be deadly, but it doesn't have to be. All you have to do is be calm and move forward intentionally. And Bentley did exactly that. He found his confidence knowing that Dad had him and I was right beside him. He finally came upon this little crossing path. And there weren't any steps to get out of this river stream-like area. So he got his legs up there and he held on tight. And I went in with my whole upper body and pulled up his back in because it was just too slick. He couldn't get a grip and it was so deep. And so I became drenched with him, but he kept pulling and I kept raising him up. Dad had him on the leash because remember, we're in the middle of picture still and all this is happening. But with one big, huge pull from me and a big, huge, "I got this, Grandma," from Bentley, he was out. And you could just tell, "I did it." He conquered his fear. He conquered doubt. Now, the interesting thing is, he walked a little differently around that stream. Lesson learned. There's always lessons in what we're doing, but the biggest one he realized was, you know what? I got this. I know how to swim. I know how to get to the other side. Your child won't drown because I know you won't let him. And if you're sitting here dealing with doubt yourself personally, you're not going to drown. You can climb your way out of it, but you got to be calm, move forward intentionally. You got what it takes. I know it's not easy. And when you watch your child struggle, all you want to do is make things easy for them. I get it. But that struggle is going to help them later in life. And remember, you're right there beside them. You know what they need. Help them, pull them up, be their greatest cheerleader. Doubt disappears when you take action. You got this. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.